I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. It is joy that I get to just share with you what is on my heart. This is Levi Stalsis. We live in just outside of Swainsboro, Georgia. And I'd like to just, something that, I don't know if it's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, but it is one that is very dear to me. And you might start wondering, okay, is it the Gospel of John? Is it the Book of Peter? Or maybe it's Romans? But I think it might be a little different. And the reason, I'll tell you in a moment which chapter it is, but the reason this chapter is so dear to me is because it's something that I long for, something that I need, something that I cry out a lot for. Many times in my prayers you will hear me asking for this. And this is the first chapter of Proverbs. The first chapter of Proverbs is a bit of a, it almost seems like a base, a starting point for the whole book of Proverbs. And it's mainly, it has to do with wisdom. As I get older, I am consider myself middle-aged now. I am in my mid or early 40s, I should say. I have children that are growing up. Children, my three oldest ones are walking with the Lord. And my next one is, the fourth one is 8 years old, and he is not yet a Christian, but I trust that with time he will. So as I go through life, I realize how much I need wisdom. I need wisdom to make decisions. I need wisdom to guide my children. I need wisdom to make the right decision on how to make a living, and just everything I do, I need wisdom. And we see this in the first book of Proverbs. In verse 20, let's start at verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding. Then verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, you're going to be somebody's fool. You're going to be a fool to somebody. If you're a Christian, you're probably a fool to man. But if you're not a Christian, you're probably a fool to God. Because it's very clear that you will be somebody's fool. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, don't be a fool for a man anymore. People don't want wisdom. They just want to live according to what their instincts tell them. You know, it almost seems like the society is becoming like animals. They just want to do what seems right in their own eyes. We're in the beef cattle business here, and you know, the cows, they will, certain times of day, they'll just move to a different area. When it's hot outside, they tend to find a shaded place. When it's cool, they go out in the sun. But they just kind of do what seems right in their own eyes. And, you know, we have a standard. We live according to God's standard. And we need wisdom on how to live that standard. We need wisdom on how to walk in this corrupt society. Verse 20 says this, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. It gives a word picture of wisdom is this being that is crying out in the street. She cries in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning? And fools hate knowledge? There it is again, that word fools. You know, when I say you're going to be a fool for somebody, you might think, now, brother, that's a little strong. Because we read in Scripture about calling a person a fool. But, you know, you're a fool if you don't like wisdom. You're a fool if you are still walking in the flesh and thinking that you can walk this Christian, this, or I shouldn't say a Christian life, but walk this life without the witness of Jesus Christ within you. That person is a fool. You know, we look at people and see some of the choices they make, and we say, my, that was a foolish choice. And I tell my boys, you know, when they're acting up and they're acting like boys, I say, boys, don't act foolish. And wisdom is crying without. She's saying, how long are y'all going to be foolish? How long are you going to be like scoffers? She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners should lighten their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. You know, that is the cry of my heart each morning. When I come before the Lord, I say, Lord, give me wisdom today. Give me wisdom on, I'm working on putting up some fence. And, you know, as I went out to town, I knew there was a few places that I could buy some of these supplies. And I just said, Lord, give me wisdom as I buy these supplies, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money I'm investing in running fence. We have a few hundred acres here, and when we run fence, it costs some money. So I need wisdom. I need wisdom from God, how to move ahead. And it's this beautiful thing. Wisdom says that she will pour out her spirit upon us. Turn ye from my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. It's a beautiful, beautiful word picture. Wisdom is just waiting there to pour out upon your life. And I trust that wherever you are at in life, if you're a born-again believer or maybe you're still seeking and you know that you're lost in your sin, well, may the Lord give you wisdom as you try to find your way. And may that wisdom settle upon your heart and help you to realize that you need to be saved. You need the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. So, Lord bless you as you go through your day.